So today's Bible reading is from John chapter 6. And it's verse 27. If you've got a church Bible, it's on page 1070 if you'd like to follow it. And we're reading from verse 27 to 35. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On him, God the Father has placed his seal of approval. Then they asked him, What must we do the works God requires? Jesus answered, The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent. So they asked him, What miraculous sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our forefathers ate the manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth. It is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Sir, they said, from now on, give us this bread. Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. This is the word of the Lord.
So we're thinking today about Jesus saying to his disciples, when you pray, pray like this. And one of the things that he says we are to pray for is to ask for our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. Jesus was teaching them to ask God, to go to God, to trust God, to look to God, to ask him. And this was a lesson that God had been trying to communicate to his people for a long, long time through the Old Testament. In verse 31 in our reading, we see manna mentioned. Manna, this miraculous provision of what looked like flakes of bread that would appear in the morning, just enough for every day. That's what people were to take, just enough for every day, this miraculous provision of bread. I wonder if you've ever known God's miraculous provision in your life. I know there are a few stories here of people that have. I wonder if you've ever thought about what we just receive every day, sometimes we take for granted, thought of that as God's miraculous provision in your life and my life. James writes in his letter, he says, you do not have because you do not ask God. There's a great encouragement there to ask him, to turn to him, to cry out to him and to trust him. Lord, give us today our daily bread. Ask him. That's the first thing to remember. We're to ask God. The second thing is that we're to depend on him for all things. What do we ask him for? We ask him for our basic provisions. That's our daily bread, isn't it? The things that we need, our staple things to survive. But do we ask God about our financial needs? Do we? A few nods maybe here this morning. I think we do. Do we ask God about our relational needs, about our material needs, about our need to have a roof over our head? As we turn to God and ask him, as James encourages us to, we find that we're actually dependent on God for everything. Again, James says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, our heavenly Father who loves us, who we're drawn to at the beginning of the Lord's Prayer, our Father in heaven, the one who we turn to, delights in giving us good and perfect gifts. So as we pray, give us today our daily bread, we're to acknowledge that we're actually dependent on God for everything. Just as we need air to breathe, so we need to know God's provision and receive God's provision in our lives. We can't do without it. We cannot do without it. It's good to acknowledge our total dependence on God, isn't it? It's quite releasing, actually. And it's good for us to know that we are not able to fix everything ourselves. Some of us like to do that, don't we? We like to try, at least. But to acknowledge that we cannot provide for all that we need. We cannot fix it all. We need to look to the Lord, to our Heavenly Father who loves us. But as we do that, it's good to remember that in his love for us, we can rest confident that he will provide. Jesus, in the Sermon on the Mount, earlier in this passage, says, "Don't worry. Do not worry about what you will eat, what you will drink, what you will wear. Your Heavenly Father knows that you need these things. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." So as we pray, "Your kingdom come," in our prayer, we can be confident that we will receive our daily bread, that we will receive all that we need. We're to ask him, we're to acknowledge that we are dependent on him for all things, and we're to ask for Jesus, to know Jesus better. In our passage that Nick read for us, Jesus is talking about bread with his disciples. He's just recently fed the 5,000 with the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. And he warns them in verse 27, he says, "Don't work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life." Jesus is bringing an eternal dimension to what we feed on. That's why we nourish ourselves on his word, on the Bible. That's why we encourage each other to keep reading our Bibles at home, on our own, just us and the Lord, just listening, just getting to know him better. That's why we encourage people to meet in house groups and small groups to sharpen each other in understanding and knowing this book, letting this book read us, his living word. It's why we gather on a Sunday to look at it together. We nourish ourselves on his word. In verse 33, Jesus says, "The bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." And he's talking about himself. He's talking about himself. We need food, we need water, we need shelter, we need material provisions, and we need Jesus, do we not? We need Jesus to sustain us, to bring us to life, to bring his life to us right now, today, and going on for all eternity. We're to ask, we're to acknowledge our dependence on him for everything, and we're to know Jesus and to know him better every day. So we're going to take a moment now just to think of what each of us is in need of today. Just have a little moment to yourself. Close your eyes if that helps. What do you want to ask God for today? What are you in need of today? It might be a financial thing. It might be a relational situation, something practical. It might be healing. Might be something completely different. It might be that you sit there and you think, "I don't really feel like I need anything." But we're still told, aren't we, to pray daily. Give us our bread. Give us our daily bread. It might simply be to ask for more of Jesus. More of Jesus in my life. So take that moment to think. And take a deep breath in as you think. Just to calm ourselves down, and then breathe out. And I just encourage you to breathe in slowly and present that request to God now. And just hold your breath for a moment, just before the Lord. And then as you breathe out slowly, just quietly give thanks to him. Give thanks to your Heavenly Father who loves you, who hears you as you pray, who knows your every need and loves to give you good things from heaven and has given you so much already. Thank you, Lord, that you hear us when we ask you. Thank you that you are able to provide us with all that we need. And thank you for the gift of Jesus, the bread from heaven, the one who brings us to life. We pray for more of you, Lord Jesus, in our lives. Amen. Amen.